It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to 238 Main. It's our holiday program. Normally, we have this before Christmas, but Christmas Eve was on a Wednesday. New Year's Eve was on a Wednesday. So here we are. We got a great group of people. We're going to start off with Mia Tufts. She was here last year as a freshman, a sophomore now. So, Mia, how much of a difference from your freshman to your sophomore year in school and in volleyball?
I'd say a big difference. It's nice coming into the season and not being nervous out of your mind going into the gym and knowing the girls there. It's not my first day. I kind of know what to expect now. It's a lot more comforting knowing that not everything is new and kind of knowing the routine, what I can expect in practices and classes, day-to-day life. So.
You had great success as a freshman. You carried it over into your sophomore year. Talk a little bit about how you have grown as a volleyball player in that time.
I think I've just really leaned into my team, and they've just really helped me find kind of my rhythm on the court. I'm very supported when it comes to the girls around me. It's kind of nice. I'm not the only one on the court. I have five other girls on the court, and they're all my best friends. So they want to see me succeed. I want to see them succeed. So it's easy to go into practice each day wanting to work hard for them.
As I recall visiting with you last year, you were somewhat of a young group and everybody, you know, kind of coming back. Mm-hmm. So I know the expectations were there for this season.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're even younger than we were last year. I think at one point in some of our rotations, we'd have five freshmen on the court with one senior libero. So that was definitely a challenge. But those girls, I put so much trust in them, and just knowing that they know how to take care of business, they got into college volleyball and they got the groove in really quick. So it was really fun to see them develop and be able to play next to these girls that are so young and have so much success in their future.
You know, the unique experience about being a college athlete as opposed to a high school athlete. In high school, you grew up with these kids. You went to grade school, middle school, you knew them in high school. Then you get thrown in with some girls you don't know. Talk about that.
Yeah, we had, I think, nine freshmen coming in, all of them with great talent. And we do a camp week in the summer where we all come to Mount Vernon and teach some little girls how to play volleyball. So that was kind of our first time all meeting each other, and it was super fun. They were all super, like, they told us they were nervous, which is totally to be expected. But they came into preseason with just so much love for the game and want to get better and want to be on the court. And they just all love volleyball so much. So it's, like I said, it's easy to put my trust in those girls that are playing, and they've become some of my closest friends. It's so great to just see them flourish and become college athletes.
It is amazing. I mean, you meet these people in college and they become lifelong friends.
Exactly, yeah.
So talk a little bit about the season. You guys did very well once again. What were some of the highlights for you?
Oh, highlights, of course, winning the conference tournament as well, and then being able to make it to the NCAA tournament, although our first round game didn't go how we wanted it to be. It's still just such a fun experience. It's fun to get off campus and go to a campus that you're not familiar with. We went to Oshkosh this year, and it was just a really fun experience. Being there and knowing what you're playing for and knowing what the end goal could be.
So how do they treat you at a national tournament? What are some of the perks do you get for that?
We get to wear fun little badges with our names on them. And, like, before the game, we all parade out in, like, a kind of like a graduation walk, but not really. All the teams walk in front of the court in front of all the fans watching. It's really fun.
So I know last year you were at Hope College where my niece worked. Mm-hmm. This year you were up at Oshkosh. So is it always generally in the Midwest?
It depends on the region that you're selected for. Normally they try and keep teams close to keep it kind of cheaper for travel and such. Every once in a while you get picked to go further away and you might have to fly, but both years that I've been there, we've been lucky enough to be in driving distance.
Again, visiting with Mia Tubbs, she's at Cornell, sophomore now. So season's over. Do you get a little bit of a break? What's the off-season like for volleyball players?
So our off-season was Thanksgiving break and winter break. I've obviously been doing things to keep myself in shape over these breaks, but I get back to campus and we start our off-season training in practices and weightlifting. We're actually super blessed this year. We get a few more off-season practices in the gym because we're going to Canada in May. So with our international trip, we are allotted a few more practices than any other team that isn't going on an international trip.
So when's that going to be?
End of May, or middle of May after classes finish. We're going on a Canadian tour, getting to play Canadian teams. I'm really excited.
Where at in Canada? You know? Where are you going yet? Do you know?
Toronto.
Oh, you're in Toronto.
I don't know much. My mom knows more than I do.
So, I mean, when you go to something like that as a team, that's got to be a great bonding experience for you guys.
Yeah, it will be. We're busing there. We're taking a charter bus all the way to Canada. Not something I thought I'd ever say, but I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, these girls are my best friends. So getting to spend an extra week or two in the summer with them that I didn't think I'd be able to get with them is really fun. I'm super excited.
You mentioned weightlifting, but as a volleyball player, how do you make yourself better to be a little bit stronger at the net? Jumping, a lot of running. Do they make you do things like that?
A lot of arms. Like, obviously, you want your arms to be strong to hit the ball pretty hard.
Do you get to serve?
I don't get to serve,
oh,
no.
Oh, do you miss that?
Kind of, but I'm glad I don't, because that's a little bit of pressure that I don't like.
So now, looking ahead to your junior, talk a little bit about your conference. Where is the competition going to come from, as you are now the defending conference champion?
Our conference is growing this year. We're adding Luther College into this next school year. They'll be joining the Midwest Conference. So looking forward to seeing a team that we haven't played in a while. I haven't played them since being there. But the biggest competition we'll have is probably Lawrence College, or Grinnell is always a good game. It's always kind of, that's the big rival, conference rivalry for us is Grinnell. Always have a lot of people there watching. So Grinnell, Lawrence, Monmouth, probably.
What is the travel like in your conference, and do you get some non-conference tournaments? Do you get to play tournaments?
Yeah, we get, before we start conference play, it's mainly just traveling to teams out of conference. A big trip that we got to take this year was going up to Eau Claire in Wisconsin, which was super fun, probably one of the highlights of my season, because it was just so fun. We played really well. We took the number 7 team to 5 sets, fell short, but we were really close to beating them. That was super cool, and we all kind of decided that that's like the highlight of our season, just because we played in almost like a flow state. So.
Mom and Dad are here, and they're over there right now enjoying Rastrelli's. So you didn't get into medicine like your 2 sisters. You're getting into finance like your father. Talk about that decision.
I don't like blood. I don't like blood. I have a weak stomach. I knew I couldn't do anything in medicine. I don't like any of that. I don't know. I grew up watching my dad kind of take over for Central, and it's just, it makes me proud to be his daughter and see what he does. And I want to be able to hopefully make him proud by doing this.
So what kind of classes are you taking at Cornell?
My favorite class I've probably taken is macroeconomics. It's really fun. I really like the professor. I also surprisingly like sociological thinking. Kind of got me thinking outside the box. It was interesting.
That could be, valuable in banking, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you so much for coming in this evening. I appreciate it, and best luck in those last 2 years, and to have fun up in Canada.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
Hey, Clinton. Winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Hey, what did you do over the weekend?
I had to spend it cleaning out the garage, and now I have a truckload of junk to get rid of.
So what are you going to do with it?
Well, I would like to give it to someone else, but it's nothing anyone would want.
Sounds like you need to take a trip to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency. They have a place for garbage, tires, household hazardous waste, electronics, recycling, and appliances.
So where do I find this place?
They're located at 4292 220th Street on the Elvira Road in rural Clinton.
Hey, thanks for the information.
No problem. Maybe next weekend you can join us for the game instead of cleaning out the garage.
Great savings await you in the new year at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE washers and dryers, refrigerators, ranges, microwaves, and dishwashers. Save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Plus, they have the largest selection of recliners and lift chairs in the area, all at the lowest prices. Shop Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Welcome back to Ristrelli's, our holiday program. Again, we get to catch up with former Preps, now doing very well in college, as is Ethan Schultz. He is now at Grandview. They are national champions. Ethan, you were at Iowa Central. Talk about going from Iowa Central to Grandview, that decision.
Yeah, so at the end of my time at Iowa Central, you know, my 2 years were up, and I, you know, was getting recruited and had to find a place to go. And Grandview is always there in that process, even the spring before I decided to transfer. So, you know, with Grandview, it's just they're all about building relationships. And it's all about making it feel like a home, and that's really what it was from the second I stepped on campus. Obviously, it helps having one of my buddies on campus when I get there, but, yeah, Grandview's home, and that's just how it feels.
Tucker Dickherber, of course, and we're going to be visiting with him when we get in here visiting with Ethan. So was the thought always coming out of high school you were going to go to a community college and then to a four-year school?
Yeah, I always wanted to. I wanted to play my eligibility out in football. You know, that's while I'm young, I want to play. So coming out of high school, Iowa Central was a really good fit for me, and I loved my time there. And then out of Iowa Central, I wanted to find a new spot to play, and I did.
Running back, of course, is your position. Talk a little bit about the offense at Grandview.
Yeah, so it's actually very different than what we were at Iowa Central. At Iowa Central, we were full spread out the field, a lot of RPO stuff. At Grandview, we were on the West Coast offense, so under center, which is the first time I've ever run an offense at under center. But I'm really thankful I transferred and got there last spring, because during the spring practice, I really got a good feel for the offense, kind of found my niche within certain plays and stuff like that. I enjoyed the style of offense. Running under center and being able to run downhill is pretty awesome. You're full speed at somebody. So
that's interesting. So you went there in the spring. How well did that prepare you?
Yeah, big time. Spring ball is a huge deal in the world of football, as you know. It really gets you prepped up for the season, especially on joining a team like Grandview, which had great experience. We hit spring ball rolling really fast. There wasn't a lot of time to, get your feet under your install plays, just kind of thrown out with the wolves against the best defense in the country and go for it.
So back-to-back national champions. So you come into a program that are the defending national champions. So you knew the expectations were high.
Yeah, absolutely. Expectations high. The tone was set right away, and I had to elevate myself to match that. I'm glad I joined them when I did.
Talk a little bit about your season. What were some of the highlights for you, Ethan?
Yeah, so going into the season, I always set the bar high for myself, but, you know, the coaching staff also did. They brought me in for a reason, and that's to contribute right away. I had a pretty good year, rotated in a really good amount at running back, had a good amount of scores on the year, came up big in some key games throughout the regular season, and then in the playoffs and had a good game in the national title. So.
Talk a little bit about your conference and your schedule. What kind of level of play is there in that conference?
Yeah, so we play a lot of the Iowa schools, the NAI schools you think of. So like St. Ambrose, William Penn, and then we play a few schools down in Kansas that kind of rotates. So some really good schools would be Benedictine, who we played week one, and then we also played Benny in the semifinal. And then Baker and then Mid-American were also ranked teams throughout the whole year that we had to travel down to, and they gave us a tough match down there.
I know on the way to the national title, you guys got to play in the snow. What was that like?
Yeah, snow games are awesome. snow games are what you remember for the rest of your life. You wake up and it's 5 degrees outside, and you're like, oh boy, look out your window. But when you get out there, it's a blast. You can't beat it. You see all those guys in their week 16 games in Buffalo, New York playing, or they're playing in Pittsburgh in the snow, and you're jealous of them. And being able to experience that is super cool.
So did you go bare arms?
Oh, yeah, I have to. All carriers got to go bare arms.
Oh. Talk a little bit about your practices. You mentioned going against your defense.
Yeah.
So how does it break down during the week, the practice?
Yeah, so during the week, we do a lot of So the one offense will go against the two defense, and then in turn the two offense will go against the one defense. So you're getting good reps throughout the week. You know, sometimes as kind of an in-between guy like myself, you know, I'd have reps against the two defense, but then I'd go against the one offense. So I got All-Americans everywhere running after me coming down to come tackle me and stuff like that. Yeah, it's so challenging, but I think that's what sets us over the top is our competition at practice, is the fact that we practice against the best with the best every single day, and we elevate ourselves.
What'd you play, 13 games?
Ooh.
Was it 12 or 13?
14 games.
14 yeah. games. So what's the body like after that 14th game?
Well, Tuck will maybe give you a different answer, but when you're in a running back room with four guys who are all very good and we rotate a bunch, my body felt great. You know, when you service your workload throughout the regular season and then you have four running backs going into the postseason that are all healthy, it's tough on the other teams and it's awesome for us. So,
getting ready for your senior year, talk about preparing for that.
Yeah, you know, we lose a lot this year. So spring ball is going to be tough and off-season weightlifting is going to be tough, but we got to continue the expectation, continue to set the tone, and we got a target on our backs. We just got to push the envelope. So,
talk about the major. Well, how are you doing in the classroom? Have you decided on anything yet?
Doing good, yeah. I'm studying business analytics. I'm not exactly sure, you know, what I want to do after I graduate, but classroom's going good. It's tough balancing football and class, but it's going good.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate you having me on, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policy. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
Do you have school spirit? We do at Clinton National Bank. Get a school spirit debit card with the logo of your favorite local school printed on the card. A portion of every purchase you make with that card is donated to the school, and it costs you nothing. All you need is any Clinton National Bank checking account, and you choose the school to support. Then just use the debit card, and your school is earning money with every transaction. If you have school spirit, show it by using our new School Spirit debit card. Member FDIC.
Service on the double from RHA Service of Clinton for restaurants, bars, and grocers. RHA Service is on call 24 hours, 7 days a week for all your refrigeration needs. RHA sells and installs new walk-in coolers, reach-in coolers, bottle coolers, and ice machines. Call RHA Service at 242-4563. That number again is 242-4563. 24-hour emergency service, and they service most brands. Quality sales and service since 1977. That is RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South in Clinton. Phone 242-4563.
Well, we're going to stay with Grandview and Tucker Dickerber, another national champion. You were back-to-back national champions, Tuck. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. It was obviously a couple of great years I had. Had some good teammates around me, good coaches, good systems. So it was awesome. Definitely no regrets on that end.
Unlike Ethan, you didn't go the junior college route. You went right out to Grandview. Talk about that decision.
Yeah, so obviously my older brothers played there. That played a big part of it. And I've been around the program for a long time. Guys like Johnny Sullivan were there, Clinton guys. So I was pretty familiar with it overall. And they were there when I was visiting and stuff. So that kind of played a big part of it. And just knowing what kind of program they had there and the expectation, it kind of just fit me pretty well.
So talk about your progression as a senior outstanding defense player.
Yeah, it took a while, right? So when I went there, things weren't perfect from my end. I had a lot to work on, physically, mentally. Learn the defense. It's a tough defense to get down, and year by year I just felt like I kind of kept chipping away at it until eventually it led to this year, and kind of felt like all things came into place, so pretty blessed in that aspect.
So what was it like being on special teams waiting for your turn?
Yeah, you know, when you're just on special teams, that seems to be all that really matters. You know, that's kind of just how you treat it, right? So I'd like to say I treated every special team snap just like it was a defensive snap this year, because, you know, that's what I prepared for every week. So it definitely was cool to see my role improve. Felt good. Felt like my hard work was paying off. But I love special teams. Kind of kept me disciplined and made me appreciate every snap that I was able to be on the field. So
So as a starter, did you ever lobby to the coach, man, you know, I'd like to get out there on special teams again. What do you think?
That's actually funny. I was still on the punt unit, so I still got a little bit of getting the field out a little bit. At the beginning of the year, they put me on kickoff. We got a new special teams coordinator, so they put me on kickoff. And then our defensive coordinator kind of lobbied against that, so I wasn't able to run down at all this year. But I had plenty of rundowns the past couple of years. So
strong safety. You told me you had 7 interceptions. Well, I mean, you must have just a nose for the ball, or what?
Yeah, right place, right time. A lot of the times, I'd say I had a really good front 7. They got after the quarterback a good deal. Couple of All-American linebackers playing in front of me, so them shutting down the run, kind of making teams one-dimensional, and just getting to roam kind of free back there and read eyes and stuff like that. Good corner play. I had another phenomenal safety I played alongside of. So, yeah, a lot of that was just being right place, right time. There were some nice plays in there. But, yeah, it was more than I expected going into the year, that's for sure.
So, now, I mean, as the strong safety, you're responsible, like, the tight end, the slot receiver?
Yeah, depending on the call, I guess we'd buzz 3 strong a lot, which would put me into the box. And in those aspects, it was kind of rerouting the tight end, just area dropping from there. So in that aspect, it'd be tight end. Other than that, when we'd play the 2-high shell, it would just be quarter. So I'd get the slot receivers a lot of the time. And so it depended on the defense for sure.
Did you get to blitz much?
I had a couple of blitzes, actually. we ran a couple of cover 0 blitzes, which that was my first time. I never got to blitz in high school. I was always telling Coach Dave Grimm when he was a defensive coordinator, that's all I ever wanted to do. But he never did let me. But I was able to get a couple in this year. No sacks, though. So I understand what Grimm was thinking.
I heard you guys talking, and you were 6 miles away from getting the ability to be on a plane rather than take a bus to the national championship game. What was that experience like?
For a while, I'll be honest, a lot of us were pretty sour about it. We were a little bit upset just because it was the national championship. You know, you wanted to be able to fly down there like we did the year prior. But once that kind of settled, we all just kind of appreciated the moment of being on a bus for 14 hours with your teammates, you know, especially for me and some of the other seniors, your last trip. So just not take that for granted, kind of make the fun out of it. And we were able to. And once we got there, we knew it was all business with football and kind of put that to the side. So
you were the national champions. You're coming back for your senior year. As Ethan said, you know, you're kind of a target on your back. So what was it like for you seniors thinking, man, we're going to make it back to back?
Yeah, you know, you kind of tried to avoid that level of thinking, just trying to get the just get that out of your mind, thinking that you have to go back-to-back, right? Everybody measures. We knew everybody was going to measure our success this year based on if you got another title, which is it's a tough spot to be in because there's only one right answer in that aspect. But we knew that's not what it was about. It was just getting better every week, we thought, and we did, and we kept getting better, and we kept playing. There were some tough games that we felt like we maybe got a little bit lazy or felt a little bit too entitled. But other than that, we kind of locked it down a little bit down the stretch, and we had veteran guys playing in veteran moments, and things kind of went our way.
Talk about the snow game. What was it like on defense?
It was a lot tougher for me than it was for Ethan, I'll tell you that. Just moving backwards all the time, trying to get your footing. But like Ethan said, it's just one of those moments that, like, you look out the window, you see it snowing, you see the forecast all week. We got that big storm. It was awesome. You see the plows on the field before the game thing. You watched this on TV when you were a little kid watching the NFL guys. So that's kind of how we approached it. But we knew it was still playoff games. You had to take them serious, and they had to deal with it too. So it's kind of the aspect we took.
Appreciate your time. Wrapping it up with you, you are a senior. You're not going into the NFL or up to Canada, so the football career is over. You started playing probably back in second grade or whatever. So what's it going to be like?
I got to find some new hobbies, that's for sure. I'll look around, see what I can get myself into. But, you know, I always want to be around the game in some aspect, you know, just from the knowledge that I've gained throughout the years. I may turn into a crazy, crazy Packers fan or something watching every game. I don't know. We'll
maybe
see how it goes.
Maybe be a volunteer coach somewhere.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe that's the route I take.
What was the major? What are you planning on doing?
Business administration with marketing and finance, and I'm going to be a loan officer.
All right. Thank you so much. Really enjoyed visiting with you.
I appreciate it.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review. Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is featuring their soup of the day to go along with their famous Porter Burger. All your snacks, beverage, and fishing bait, it is Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline and K1 kerosene.
Personalized,
At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, they know that families are choosing personalized funerals. They will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. With Pape Funeral Home, the ceremony can be anything you wish. Perhaps a focus on their career or hobbies. Simple or elaborate. Traditional or unique. Make it a reflection of your loved one's personality and a celebration of their life. Pape Funeral Home, 2308 Pershing Boulevard, Clinton, phone 242-3344. Nelson Core Wealth Management continues its monthly program to donate money to local charities in our community for the Charity of the Month program. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The Charity of the Month for January is Heine Heroes of the Quad Cities. Nelson Core Wealth Management, with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. Well, this is a real pleasure. He's not in college anymore. He's a professional athlete now. Max Holy. Max, how you doing?
I'm good.
What year did you graduate from Clinton High?
I graduated in 2020.
In 2020. My gosh.
I know. It's been forever.
So you were part of the COVID situation.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was good. I mean, it was different, obviously, different from what I was expecting my senior year to be like. But we had a group of guys that I know we were supposed to COVID 6 feet apart, not be with each other. But we had a group of guys that we all went to the Lumber Kings facility. Luke Torno, he got us the key from his dad, and he allowed us to go in there and work out and hit and do stuff like that. So we made the most of it, but yeah, it was different for sure.
What I remember about your senior year, you never struck out.
I did not, yeah.
Like in 52 at bats or something like that.
It was a short season, so I might have got a little lucky.
So what was your, I mean, when you got two strikes, you were just going to put the ball in play?
I guess so. It was so long ago, I couldn't even remember. But, yeah, two strikes, I mean, you just got to battle, make a play, I guess. But
it has been a long time. Yeah, so what has taken place from 2020 to now being in the Astros organization?
Yep. I mean, if you would have told me that in 2020 I was going to be in the Astros organization, I would have said you were lying. I mean, it's keep your nose down and keep working, and thank God, I guess.
So where did you all go?
I went to Iowa Central for 2 years.
Okay.
And then I went to Central Missouri, and honestly, I give that place a lot of credit. I grew up a lot there, and that's where I made the most growth as a baseball player and as a man, for sure. That place is a special place, for sure.
How did you end upon Central Missouri?
I had a few D1 schools. Central Missouri is a D2 school. I had a few D1s, and it was like just mid-major. They were like barely 500 records and okay programs, but the D2 Central Missouri, they called me, and I went down there. That was my first visit, actually, out of junior college. And the coaches there, the community, the everything there was like, this is where I want to be, so. Ended up deciding on that.
Talk a little bit about the competition that you played there. I mean, it's Division II, but it's still good baseball.
Yeah, very good baseball. The conference there is the MIAA conference. So they're always a top conference in Division II. And my last year there, we ended up going to the national tournament. We unfortunately went 0-2 there and got kicked out right away. But we were really good, very talented group. And actually last year, Central Missouri had three guys drafted in the MLB draft, and I wasn't drafted. I was signed. So the next year, three guys drafted is pretty cool for them, too.
I was going to ask you about that, a draft or a free agent, but they still give you an opportunity even as a free agent?
Yep, and that's all you can ask for is an opportunity, and especially coming out of a D2. I mean, you can get your foot in the door and make the most of it, and that's where we're at now, trying to make the most of it.
So you played some for the Lumber Kings.
Yep.
So what was that experience? Was it two summers you were up here? I know you didn't play a whole lot of games.
Yeah, it was my freshman summer and my junior summer. I came down and played at home. It was awesome. I loved it. My mom and Nana and girlfriend got to come watch every game, so it was super cool.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. So you actually got into professional baseball last summer.
Yep.
Talk about where you've been and what was the experience like.
Yeah, we started right after I was signed. I, like 2 days later, they shipped me off to West Palm Beach, Florida. So I was there for 2-3 weeks, and then they sent me to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I finished out the season there for about a month, I think, and it was rocky. It was first first little glimpse of pro ball, and it's a different game up there. It's a different level, but got that little stint under my belt, and then went into the off season with that knowledge and trained, and just finished the first full season, and it went well. A lot of ups and downs, but 7 months of baseball is a long time, so but it was good.
You know, it is interesting. I mean, every step you take, and you've taken every step, I mean, from little league to pony league to high school to college, you learn a little bit more about yourself and the game.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the most important part for me in this game is it's mental. Like, you can be mad at yourself all you want. You can beat up on yourself. It doesn't change anything. You got to move on to the next thing, turn the page, and just got to keep battling, keep going.
And baseball is such a long season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to the majors, it's 162 mm-hmm. games, so it's every day. It's not like football where you get prepared for 1 week.
Yeah, yeah. It was tough this year. I mean, I remember we hit the All-Star break in the middle of July, and I came home for 2 days and then went back out, and after that, I was beat. I mean, I was tired, dragging to the field every day, but I just have to, that's when you have to really take into, like, the situation you're in. Like, this is my dream. I'm living it. Show up to the field and go get it every day.
I would think, you know, physically, obviously, it's going to take a toll on you. But you bring that up. The mental aspect of it is also very important.
Yep. There's a lot of failure in this game. So,
I mean, you hit 300. Yeah. You fail 7 times, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to be able to deal with failure in this game. I think that's the part that's helped me, like, grow just as a man too. Like, life's gonna knock you down, you gotta get back up and keep going.
So when do you leave, and what's it going to be like this spring?
I leave the 18th. I'll be in West Palm for 2 weeks, come back for a little while, and I'll be gone for 7 months. So I'll be in West Palm for all of March, and then they'll ship me off in April to hopefully Double A. My goal is Double A, but I don't like to set too much, like, expectations, but just take it one day at a time, and hopefully it is Double A.
I had the great opportunity to broadcast professional baseball for 18 years.
Really?
And they would always tell me the biggest step was from A ball to Double A.
Yep.
And so, if you can make that step, that would be outstanding. You tell me it's shortstop.
Shortstop.
Your high school position.
Yep. That's where I feel at home, is at shortstop. I play a little bit of second base here and there. It's like 70-30, 70% shortstop, 30% second, but shortstop's home. I love it there.
So do you think you're a better defensive or offensive player?
Defense, for sure.
Defensive player.
Defensive, natural. It's a never-ending battle trying to hit that baseball, but shortstop's home for sure.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for coming, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, no problem. Max Holy again. We'll see him in a major league ballpark someday. We'll be back with more on the River City Sports Review.
We know the last thing anyone has time for is car trouble. For fast and friendly service, trust the experts at Classic Body Works. With our 24-hour towing service and full collision repair, your vehicle will be fixed professionally and back on the road in no time. Remember, it's your decision where you get your vehicle repaired, so don't let your insurance company steer you wrong. Make the right choice and choose Classic Body Works. Nobody notices our work, and that's the way it should be.
Do you want the best of both worlds? Exceptional senior care and all the comforts of home? Then I've got the answer for you. Hi, I'm Cindy with Park Vista Living, here to let you know we offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, and respite care on our beautiful Comanche campus. We feature spacious units, a full activity calendar, transportation, and delicious meals. For more information or to schedule a tour, go to parkvistaliving.org. That's parkvistaliving.org.
Custom Pack, a great place to work and an active community supporter, is proud of our River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is a locally owned company working to improve the quality of life in Clinton, DeWitt, and the surrounding area, and is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities. Custom Pack employees work in clean and safe manufacturing plants that produce plastic blow-molded products used by all people around the world. The ingenuity, dedication, and effort of our employees has resulted in nearly a half a century of success. That success is shared by the entire workforce through meaningful profit sharing, great wages, some of the region's best benefits, and a friendly team-based work environment.
Well, it wouldn't be a holiday program without Eric Kincaid. He's been on this program every year up at Loras, and of course we had you when you were in high school as well.
Yep.
You're pretty comfortable with the microphone now, Eric?
Oh yeah, I'm plenty comfortable. I've been here plenty of times.
And you know, the great thing, you're up at Loras, of course.
Yep.
And you've always driven down to do the and you're going to drive back after the show's over.
Yep, that's every year. Loras is a little different with their school schedule, where we start school pretty early after New Year's. And, yeah, I'm up at Loras, and I drive down and drive right back once it's done.
Always appreciate it. So, again, first of all, why Loras? How did you end up at Loras?
Yeah, so a lot of factors played into that. A big one was Baylor Krieger and Bryce Everson, both Comanche wrestlers, both mentors, friends, people I looked up to quite a bit on the wrestling mat and off the wrestling mat. At the same time, they have a great mechanical engineering program, which is what I'm going to school for. It's a BET accredited, so I knew that would be a great validation for on my resume and just trying to find a job, which I'm doing right now. And yeah, they stuck with me through the recruiting process, even when I wasn't sure if I wanted to wrestle or not in college. So everything kind of just pointed towards Loras College, and I ran with it, and I'm happy with that decision.
You know, this might be the last time you're on the show since you're a senior
it
now.
Might be.
So I've got to go back to your senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate incident in football, the injury, I was up there covering the ball game. But you came back and got a state championship.
Yeah.
Talk about the perseverance to do that.
Yeah, it was a challenge, that's for sure. I broke my leg in that playoff game, and the initial reaction from the doctor was that my recovery would take longer than what was needed to be able to come back and wrestle. So I immediately was heartbroken and didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, I got my wits about me a little bit. I thought about it. I was already in the, I was trying to get a surgery scheduled. I was trying to get PT figured out for when I got out of surgery, and just kind of took everything one step at a time and did the right things and worked my butt off. And eventually was able to come back a little bit early, came back in time for conference and wrestled that, and then wrestled districts, wrestled sectionals, and everything kind of worked out. I'd been scouting all my opponents all year long. I'd been doing all the work that I needed to off the mat, worked on my technique, even though I couldn't really wrestle all that hard. And everything fell into place, and we were able to get the job done.
So when you won the state championship, and I'm sure the people knew your story,
mm-hmm.
What was their reactions? I mean, they had to just be coming over and feel so good for you.
Yeah, it was honestly amazing. It was kind of like a fairy tale story is what people would tell me sometimes. And, you know, everyone, even the people that didn't know my story personally, like they'd see me wrestling on the mat. I wore two different wrestling shoes when I was wrestling because I still had tape and brace on the one ankle and leg. And people were like, why is this guy wearing two different colored shoes? And they'd hear the story and they'd like it. So, yeah, it was a great all-around experience. And I'm hoping it's inspirational to the kids that are still at Comanche and, you know, just younger guys that need a little bit of extra work and inspiration to be able to get the same job done.
And what a career you have had at Loras. What's it like to be a national qualifier every year?
It's been nice. It's, like I said, the inspiration part. I hope I'm a good example to my teammates, and they can learn and see what I'm doing and hopefully be there alongside me. I've had the pleasure of being an All-American the last 2 years as well, so I'm working my way up the ranks, and hopefully this year I can get it done.
157, you're comfortable with the weight?
I am comfortable with the weight. It's definitely a lot easier than freshman year at 141. That was a struggle, but I was at 141 and then 149. Obviously, these past 2 years, 157. And it's really just trying to get to know your body and try not to swing too much high or low weight-wise. And, yeah, just tune it in as I'm getting older.
You were telling me during the break you got a lot of season left yet. You guys go to March, and you've got a big event coming up.
Yep. Second biggest event of the year, National Duels, coming up Friday and Saturday down at UNI. And, yeah, we got a great seed. We got the 5 seed, which is the best in my college career. And, I mean, we've got it mapped out to the championships. As long as we can wrestle the way we can get it done.
A national champion is what you want to be. I would imagine you probably know who you've got to beat to get to that.
Oh, yeah.
So talk about getting yourself ready for those folks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole year is a process. It's a 6-month season, so there's plenty of time to tune in your body, tune in your mind. I'm just in the process of doing it. I mean, I'm pretty much there at this point where I'm getting my lungs right. My conditioning is as good as it's going to get, and I've got my opponents scouted. I've wrestled some of them already, some of them in the previous year, some of them this year. And, yeah, I mean, the big names are still up there. I just got to overcome them.
And, I mean, it is a long season, and it's going to take wear and tear on you. Do you know when to give yourself a little bit of a break?
Oh, yeah. Our coaches are very big about that as well, so they help us out. For example, yesterday it was, I mean, it's 3 days before competition yesterday, and we only had a 30-minute practice, and the rest was focused all on recovery. You know, ice bath, heat, sauna, everything you need just to get everything right. And, yeah, I mean, I'm old now. I'm 21. I'm a senior. Like, these youngsters, these freshmen are doing laps around me sometimes. So, yeah, it's not a bad thing to take a day off every once in a while, or if I've got a competition that's 2 weeks out, you know, take a day off. Take another day off.
So, you know, that's funny. You bring up, I was just thinking about that. I mean, here you are, the senior, the old man.
Yeah.
And you're going up against maybe a freshman, a high school state champion, and think he's a hot shot.
Yeah.
How do you put that guy in his place?
You know, it's like the old man strength thing, you know? Like, I've just got the attitude that I'm the older guy now, and I've got a big brother, and I've got to put the beat down. And usually that works.
Appreciate your time, as always. So you're going to be graduating. What's the future look like for you?
Yeah, I've been applying to so many jobs, and I've got no preference on location. I'm just trying to go out there and learn something new and learn new things in new places. So I've got an interview in Green Bay here soon. Hopefully that goes well, and just trying to become a mechanical engineer and learn some new hobbies, like Tucker said. I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands once I'm done with this.
As always, appreciate the time. Have a safe trip back up to Dubuque. What time you guys practice tomorrow?
Bright and early. We got a morning practice and then another 3 p.m. one.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation, or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street, or call us at 242-7895.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
At Snell Zorning Funeral Homes and Crematory, we have found that part of the stress families feel when making funeral arrangements is the time pressure and being unfamiliar with the task. By making funeral arrangements in advance, there is no time pressure. Also, we find that family members appreciate knowing the wishes of their loved ones. This is Mary Rupp, Family Service Counselor at the Snell Zorning Funeral Homes and Crematory. For more information on pre-planning, give me a call at 242-0252. I can help.
Welcome back to Restrelli's on the River City Sports Review. I don't know if I've ever had a bowler before on the holiday program. Usually it's another sport, but we got Sydney Posky, former River Queen. She is now up at Clark College. You're a junior. I want to talk about, did you see yourself bowling in college when you were in high school?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely saw myself as a college bowler.
Is there that much of an opportunity? I mean, talk about going from high school to Clark.
From high school? High school bowling is a lot different than college bowling. With high school bowling, I feel like everybody gets the same amount of opportunities. With college bowling, there's a lot more girls, and sometimes I don't bowl as much, so I have to, you know, everybody gets a chance to show their stuff.
Yeah, so what is the house where Clark College bowls at? What's your home house?
Our home house is in
you probably know what it says.
I do. Having a brain freeze.
That's okay. So talk a little bit about your season. You say you're in mid-season right now?
Yeah, we're mid-season. Our next tournament is next weekend. That is, I believe it's in Cedar Rapids.
Okay. So is the format in college the same as it is in high school where they have, you know, the it's a different format?
It is a different format. So high school, we would bowl two individual games, right, and then we would do some Baker games.
Right.
With college bowling, there is more individual games and even more Baker games. So there's 16 Baker games in college and at least five individual games. But with college bowling, it's separated into 2 days. So individual bowling gets their own day. So we do Saturday, you know, five individual games. And then Sunday, we do our Baker games of 16. So with that one, we'll do four on each lane. We move four times.
Do you have, like, a conference set up? What is your schedule like?
Our schedule, so we have 10 tournaments total. We separate it between semesters. Our season normally ends at the end of February. It just depends if we move on to the next step of, you know, the bracket.
So what has your career been like at Clark? What has been some highlights for you, Sydney?
So my highlights, I like going to different states for bowling, seeing all the different bowling alleys and see how each tournament has their own uniqueness. One to remember was when we were in Kentucky, we did some team bonding. We did escape rooms as a team. The girls did beat the guys.
So now, you're from Clinton. You're up at Dubuque right now. Do you run into girls that you competed against in high school much?
Yeah, I do occasionally. I remember seeing someone that I knew in high school bowl for Grandview, I think.
Okay, very good. So talk a little bit about Scholastic. You say you're a social and psychology you like?
Social work major and psychology minor.
What is the programs like that up at Clark?
So the program for social work, I'm in the bachelor's program. We have to have an internship during our 4 years. We have to maintain a certain GPA. We have to complete one, like, social service, you know, like volunteer, or sometimes we do, like, group events.
And so you've got one more year left. You're looking forward to that senior season?
Yeah, I'm totally looking forward to it. This summer, actually, I might have a paid internship for being a social work internship.
A paid internship is always nice.
Yeah.
Better than just internship,
yeah,
where you don't get paid.
I just remembered where we bowl at.
Okay.
Okay, it's round two in Piasta, Iowa.
Okay.
Okay. 20 minutes from Clark.
Yeah, I know where Piazza is.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a drive. Now, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, of course.
All right, best of luck to you up there.
Thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Savings federal insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. First Gateway Credit Union.
Your success in college is more than your future. It's your family's legacy. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, you won't just imagine what's next. You'll build it. And what you build can change everything. With dedicated faculty, low-cost tuition, programs that fit your life, EICC is ready when you are. You don't have to prove it to the world, just yourself, because your next isn't someday. Your next is now.
If you are in need of a new appliance for the new year, then you need to see Zirbelbaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. They feature the name brands you know and trust. Amana, Bosch, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and D-Line Ranger. And at Zirbelbaugh's, LG TV. At Zirbelbaugh's, their warehouse is full and new merchandise is arriving daily. So the selection and the price most favorable for you. Be sure to ask about financing as you make your decision on that new appliance from Zirbelbaugh Home Appliances.
225 Fifth Avenue South, Clinton, ZirkleBuzz.com. Well, we got a couple more folks to talk to, and they're both from Fulton. We're going to go with Reese Gurman. First of all, she is a freshman up at Viterbo. Reese, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
No problem. So why Viterbo?
I just loved the atmosphere there. I loved how the team, we all like meshed really well together, and it just felt more of like a family rather than a team.
So when you were playing, of course, volleyball is naturally going to be your sport with your mom, of course. But did you see yourself playing collegiately when you were in high school?
When I was high school, it was always a dream of mine, too. But I didn't, like, I kind of, like, went along a little road where I was like, I might go to a bigger university. But then I started looking around, and I saw Viterbo, and, like, from the start, I knew that it was where I wanted to go. So then I, like, knew I wanted to play volleyball.
And, you know, volleyball for you is pretty much a year-round sport, isn't it, Reese?
Oh, yeah. Coming to college, like, now, it's, like, not as much as a year-round, and I'm not used to it. I'm used to having, like, always being active and always having a ball in my hand from high school and like club.
So what do you like about the Turbo? Talk a little bit about what the experience has been like up there.
It's a pretty small campus, so I like know everyone. I know like a lot of people on my team. I know a lot of like their families and stuff because it's like just one big family overall, just the whole program. And I'm really close with my coaches and their families. Like we'd go to their house to swim in their pools and like eat dinner with them. So I did like that, but the campus is pretty small, which I enjoy coming from Fulton, who's really small. But I like that all my classes were, like, in one building, and I was able to walk there, and it was, like, a three-minute walk. So I did like that. But with the snow, it's crazy up there. There's so much snow in Wisconsin. I thought it was going to be, like, the same as Illinois. It's not. It's so much worse. But that's, like, the only bad thing.
You know, when I was visiting with me, I talked about, you know, you grow up, you know, in middle school, high school, you play with the same girls. And then you get into college, and all of a sudden you learn who your new teammates. What was that experience like for you?
Well, for me, I came in, and I didn't, like, expect myself to play as much as I did at, like, for the season. So when I, like, stepped in, you come in as, like, a newcomer, and you just get to know everyone, and, like, you just kind of, like, try to go with the flow. And then, like, the more playing time I got, and, like, I eventually got, like, the libero jersey, then, like, you just, like, know everyone, and you know, like, what makes what person tick, and, like, it's, like, you move this way, what way they're going to move. So it's, like, we basically just become, like, one working piece. And, like, sometimes, like, when you get confused about that and it doesn't work, then, like, you have to, like, whoa, like, slide back, like, and remember, like, I'm only a freshman, like, I got to slide back and let them do what they do and then, like, get back on the train.
But you know, the libero is kind of like the leader on the floor, so... What's it like being a freshman and being the leader out there?
It was, at first, it was, like, really intimidating. I was really, really scared. Like, my first game that I was there and then our home opener, I was, like shaking, like, so nervous. But I love it. Like, I just think, like, it was, like, I always had the same mindset, like, see ball, get ball, basically. So, I'm, like, as, like, the libero, I'm more able to do that. And I feel like it was just more, like, everyone had more trust in me to, like, go do it. So I did feel like I was, like, a pretty big part of the team, but, like...
I would imagine, though, you know, once you got on the court, it was just, like, game on.
Oh, yeah, every single time. Like, everyone was, like, straight game face. We had our pregame rituals. We had everything. And it's, like, the second you step on the court, it was, like, it's time to, like, dominate. Like, you're just going to kick butt, but...
Talk a little bit about your conference and the competition you played this year.
Our conference is, I think it's, like, CCAC or something. I don't know what it's called. But... the competition is, like, pretty good. It's, like, kind of, like, a little bit lower side. So, like, we, like, swept a lot of teams or went to four. There were only a couple games we went to five. But overall, like, I feel like it was pretty good. There was a lot of, like, I think St. Ambrose is in our conference, so it was good to come back more towards home. But other than that, it's all, like, 5 hours away, like, the far side of Illinois, Indiana, and then someone in Wisconsin. But overall...
Okay. You're enjoying the bus rides?
Oh, my, yeah. I had to get used to that. Sometimes I was sleeping on the floor. I was, like, trying to lay out, sprawl out on the seats. But
so what do you expect going forward now in this career up at Viterbo? I know it's a good school.
Going forward, I'm hoping that I'm going to work at a master's to get a master's at Viterbo in psychology. Or so maybe that'll put me into a fifth year in volleyball, but I'm not sure yet. But for volleyball, I just hope to just keep my stats up and keep getting in, like improving and keeping the jersey.
Well, keep that jersey.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I hope your mom's feeling better. Say hi
too.
Okay, I will.
I will do that. All right, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Your business deserves more than just a bank. You deserve a partner. Citizens First Bank delivers total business solutions. Cash management, our express courier service, automated payroll, and lending options tailored to you. Banking as it should be. Personal and powerful. Start today at gocfb.bank. Your business doesn't stop, and neither do we. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Seasons change, a page in the calendar gets turned, and we, as well as our parents, children, and friends, grow older. Unfortunately, the passing of time also brings higher prices. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you for a non-pressured discussion about your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral offers peace of mind, locks in today's prices, and ensures your final wishes are carried out. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes at 242-2626.
We got the Patricks. It's Patrick Lohr and Patrick Lohr. Let's start with the one who's in college right now yet. Patrick, great to have you on the program. We know we've had you on here a couple of other times, but senior year now. Talk about the experience at Augustana.
The experience was great. It was a great 4 years playing with great teammates and playing under some great coaches and really got what I wanted out of college football, which was to learn more about the game and keep playing the game I love for four more years after high school. Enjoyed my time there, had some pretty good success in a couple years, as a team. So kind of just the full experience that I was looking for, I was able to get out of it, and I'm very happy about that.
You know, I know you kind of embraced the role that you played at Augustana. You weren't out there as the starting quarterback or anything like that, but you helped your team in so many other ways.
Yeah, I went to my quarterback's coach, my offensive coordinator, and my head coach during, between my sophomore and junior year, and kind of went to talk about them about, you know, what my plans were after college to become a coach and a teacher around home. And so I was talking about how I would like to kind of embrace this player coach role that I was interested in, and basically just being involved in the game plan each and every week, being that sort of coach in the huddle type thing for the guys on the sideline and being able to help out the young guys as they come in more and more and taking on more of a leadership role in the QB room, even if I wasn't, you know, out there calling plays during Saturday games. So I just wanted to, you know, fully embrace myself into that role and do what I could to help.
But, I mean, during the week, did you still get to throw the football around and practice somewhat?
Yeah, just as active as everybody else in practice. And so I still, you know, kind of got my reps that way. But but Saturdays were a little different vibe for me. I was wearing the play-calling hat on the sideline and signaling and stuff for the offense to run, and I had a blast doing it. I think I made a great decision looking back now.
Well, that is great. So what's the future going to hold for you?
The future, it's going to...
Is future sitting to your left now?
It just may be, yeah. that's kind of the plan. Come back and help my father coach over at Fulton, do what I can to help the offense, bring some ideas that I have had from college and some that even linger on from high school and bring those and hopefully make a difference and do something that can kind of, you know, prove my spot on the staff, hopefully in the first year, and then and just go from there.
Before we send it over to your dad, I want to tell you that he has told me many times that he has learned a lot about football from you. Do you appreciate that?
I do. There's a lot of times where I'll see a concept or something that I see at Augustana, and I'll send him like a film clip of it, or I'll send him the cut up of how it looks drawn on paper and how they could run at a high school level or something like that. Or even my Christmas gift to him was a playbook this year. So I kind of do it in and out of the season both.
Well, let's talk to Dad. You got to be very proud.
Oh, extremely, extremely proud. Yeah, he just, not like, like I've said many times on this, he started when he was a little kid as a ball boy and just worked his way up through playing his playing days and going to college and watching him play at college. And then, like you said, his role and seeing the team and the coaching staff embrace him and getting texts from his college coaches about, you know, what they think he's going to be like in the future. And in the spring ball, when he's down there student teaching, he's going to be helping the offensive line coach at Augustana as like an assistant offensive line coach to kind of keep him well-rounded and have him coach a different position. So very proud his mother and I are, and just look forward to him and have a great future.
So when you opened up your Christmas gift of a playbook, what did you see?
Well, so he had told me that he got me something. I've been one of these guys, I don't want anything for Christmas. And he said, you're going to love it. And so it's a playbook, and it's a play. You open it up, and there's a diagram of the play. There's a description of the play, how you can run it and all that. Then there's a QR code. You get your phone out, and it takes you right on the internet to what that play is. It's crazy. And the Ravens were playing the Packers a couple weeks ago, and Derrick Henry just went off that night and had a bunch of yards, and they scored a touchdown on, like, play 7 in that playbook. And I texted him because he wasn't at home. And it really is. He said, you're going to love it. And I do. It's a really cool playbook. It's got runs, passes, concepts, and all that kind of stuff.
So is that what the Fulton Steamer playbook is going to look like?
There's going to probably be some of those installed in the playbook. Yes, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So what does the future hold for this young man?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for him. The knowledge that he has gained at Augustana and the great coaching staff led by Coach Bell down there, they took him in, and it was just a really good experience for him and even his mother and I watching from the sidelines and going to Augustana games. And my mother went to Augustana, and then now she's had 4, I believe, right? 4, and then possibly a 5th one later going to Augustana. So we've got a lot invested in that school, and including my daughter Paige, who films for the football team. But I think, you know, he starts teaching and coaching, and he'll develop his own ways of how he wants to do things. But I'm just, hopefully I get to watch a lot of it as well.
So the Lowers are like a legacy down there at Augustana?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but they sure got a lot of our money, that's for sure.
So how's the basketball going for you so far?
Pretty good. I believe I just did my 29th game of the year already, and I've got about that many more left. So it's going well. I enjoy it a lot. And so hopefully, you know, I can finish strong and have a good year, and nothing goes to crap on me on my body or anything like that.
No plantar fasciitis?
No,
or
no.
Like that.
I have had that before.
That's, so have I.
That's tough.
It's
yes.
Not fun. Not
no,
fun at all.
But, you know, I just enjoy being out there on the court. And I'm sure we'll probably see you over at the Eric Cottons. Will they be playing
over
there?
No, we don't have any teams over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's always a good day, too. But, yeah, looking forward to finishing up strong and then really getting back into football.
All right. Let's wrap it up here with Patrick. So you graduate when?
Late May.
Okay. And what's it going to be like after college?
Probably going to be weird for a while. But I think I'm going to move back home for a little bit and then just kind of start up right where the Steamers are in the summer. Hopefully work a summer job and make some more money before I start teaching or subbing or whatever I end up doing. But really want to go just dive right into football and just get started when everyone else does.
Am I going to see you out on the golf course cutting grass?
You just might, yeah. I'm hoping so.
Talk about, just before we let you go, you've been down there for 4 years. I mean, high school, you know those guys, but college is when you really develop some friendships.
Yeah, I was very shy and not very outgoing my freshman year. And one of the things that we do at Augustana with the football seniors is you get to kind of give a little speech at the end of a practice when you're a senior. And I kind of talked about that. We have the acronym FAMILY, which is Forget About Me, I Love You. And we kind of embrace that big time down at Augustana. I talked about how this family that we have down there is kind of the reason I came out of my shell and I made so many friends, because after freshman year training camp, I was like, I couldn't believe how stressed I was, how nervous I was. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anybody, but I really came into my own down there, and I think that's a credit to the program.
Well, you've been a part of this program for a number of years coming over here with Dad when you were just a youngster. So I appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to wrap it up right after this.
Hey, Clinton, winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop them today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, most importantly, we know you.
The Clinton County Area's Solid Waste Agency offers responsible options in handling solid waste items. CCASWA not only offers landfill services, but also food container recycling, appliance, tire, and electronic waste recycling, yard waste composting, and also hosts a regional collection center for household hazardous waste for Clinton County residents. For more information on the variety of services that CCASWA offers, call 563-243-4749 or visit CCASWA.com.
Great savings await you in the new year at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE washers and dryers, refrigerators, ranges, microwaves, and dishwashers. Save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Plus, they have the largest selection of recliners and lift chairs in the area, all at the lowest prices. Shop Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Always enjoy doing this program. Normally we do it before Christmas, but again, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we're on a Wednesday, and that's, of course, when we do the program. Now, Wednesday is also a night when the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be playing a lot of basketball. In fact, they play next Wednesday, so our next River City Sports Review will be coming up on the 21st. Now, we got a lot of sports coming your way. Friday, I'll be with the River Queens and Kings down at Muscatine. On Saturday, we're going to bring you the NFL as well as the River Queens in the Illinois-Iowa shootout. They will be at the Wharton Fieldhouse taking on Sterling. They are set to tip at 6:20. We got Iowa-Illinois basketball on Sunday. That will be around noon. We'll join that in progress at 11:30. And then we'll join Buffalo at Jacksonville in progress, followed by San Francisco at Philadelphia, and then the Chargers at New England. We'll bring you the Monday game, the final wild card game, Houston at Pittsburgh on Monday evening. So again, our next River City Sports Review will be coming your way in 2 weeks. Thanks to Kelly tonight. What a great job she did of serving everyone here this evening. Of course, Mike Rastrelli and his staff, what a great job they do of hosting the program. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Presentation.